troubleshooting. So again, exercise is so amazing in reversing depression. Key growth hormones, serotonin, toxic effects of depression is reversed with exercise. So we know we need to be doing it. We know we need something purposeful, not just something random. We know it's got to be something we enjoy, and we're going to be doing it every week. But even with all those in place, you still might find, I'm still not exercising. I'm still not doing it. So here's one of my favorite tricks that I've used over the years to get basically many, many things done. So the biggest thing is to be accountable. Ask for help. If you need somebody to just call you up and say, hey, how'd your exercise go? And you know they're going to call you, you're that much more likely to do it. If you know there's someone that you're going to be calling up and saying, hey, I exercise 3 times a week, good job, great. If that's what you got to do. Don't be worried about getting help and asking for someone to keep you accountable. If you're really having a problem, here's the trick I was going to tell you. So what I've done in the past, if I want to accomplish something, let's say it's to start exercising 3 times a week for 30 minutes each time, I would call up a friend and I would say, I'm going to start exercising 3 times a week for 30 minutes each time every week. At the end of the week on Saturday, I want you to call me, or I'm going to call you or email you. I want you to ask me if I did it. If I didn't do it for that week, I will give you $100. You can also do this where you just give them a check for $100 and you say, hey, I'm going to call you up. If I tell you I didn't do it, I want you to cash that check immediately. But if you know you're going to lose $100 or whatever amount of money is going to be there to motivate you, you're going to do it. You're going to get it done. Overcoming that initial inertia, because in the depressed mind, you'll have a reduced effect to take initiative. You need everything you can get to get yourself exercising and moving and getting this as part of your lifestyle. So if you say, hey, I'll give you $100 if I don't do this, the chances of you not exercising is going to be totally different than if you just knew no one's going to find out, you're not going to have to suffer or pay any disciplinary action for not doing it. If you're still finding it's hard to overcome that inertia of exercising, even if just 10 minutes, 3 times a week, tell someone, hey, I want you to call me up every week and ask me if I did it. And if that's not enough, say, if I don't do it, I'll give you $100 if I don't exercise this week. It'll work no matter what. If $100 is not enough, say $500. I can guarantee you, you're going to be exercising 3 times a week. If on Friday you haven't exercised, you're going to be exercising for 90 minutes Friday night. That is the best way ever to get anything done. That's how I actually made this course. I was sitting here thinking about this course. I was like, I know I can make a course. I know it could be helpful to people, and I'm sitting there brainstorming, trying to be too perfectionist about it. I'm talking to my friend and said, hey, if I don't get this depression course done in 30 days, I'll give you $500. Second thing I want to mention is overtraining. So earlier I mentioned that when you exercise, your muscles call for amino acids, except for tryptophan, which gives tryptophan a free ride to cross the blood-brain barrier and not have to compete with other amino acids, so your brain can make serotonin more easily. Some people, they might be listening to this like, hey, this guy's only telling me to exercise 30 minutes 3 times a week. I already exercise 2 hours every single day. I'm still depressed. The problem with that is, especially if you find that you only feel good when you're exercising, and then after that, you're still depressed, you don't get that afterglow effect where you feel better for a couple days after you exercise, and the only time you're ever relieved of depression is through exercise, it could mean either you're overtraining or that you don't have enough serotonin stores in your brain from your nutrition or amino acids and vitamins that you're taking. So if you're overtraining, you're going to be burning out your adrenals, you're going to be wearing out your body, and you're just going to be fatigued. Exercise is not going to be having an antidepressant effect for you. Especially for a lot of us, it's so easy to just keep pushing forward. Just, oh, I'm going to go do deadlifts, squats, and pull-ups today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and just push ourselves too far and not learn to take a step back and realize the point of the exercise to get us stronger and give us more energy. So if you're just feeling fatigued, worn out after you work out because you're working out too hard or too much, give yourself a break. It took me a long time to realize I can't do squats and deadlifts 5 times a week, or I'm gonna feel like crap, be depressed, wear out my adrenals, and fatigue my nervous system. So make sure you don't overtrain. You don't want to go too crazy with all this exercise stuff. Now, if the only time you feel better is when you exercise, and only during exercise, it could mean that's the only time you're getting serotonin. So on the off times when you're not exercising, it can mean you don't have enough tryptophan, or you're not getting the right vitamins for the conversion of tryptophan into serotonin. So if that's the case, I mean, more exercise isn't always the solution. Again, they found you only need 30 minutes of brisk walking 3 times a week for an antidepressant effect. So if tons of exercise is your only solution, I would look closer into taking something like tryptophan, 5-HTP, B vitamins, or looking more into hormonal testing, or seeing if your adrenals are burnt out, and seeing if why is the only time I feel good is when I'm exercising. Lastly, I'm going to repeat, the most important type of exercise is the one you actually do. Choose something vigorous, choose something exciting, fun, purposeful, playing basketball, lifting weights, hiking, walking while listening to audiobooks, walking while listening to favorite music, whatever you gotta do, just make it something fun, make it something purposeful, make sure this is something you're actually going to do. Find someone that's gonna be checking up on you, write a check for $100 if you have to, if you don't do your exercise goals for the week, and make sure that you just exercise. We've all heard that exercise is more effective than antidepressants. You might already know all about how beneficial exercise is, but we still don't do it. So the main thing is we're going to be learning how to change your behavior to exercise more. We're going to find the purpose, find something enjoyable, find something that's going to keep you accountable so that we get you exercising 3 times a week, every week. So if this, make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're not overtraining. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're still doing all the vitamins, amino acids, and nutrition. If you have that in place, most of the times you have so much energy you'll have to exercise anyways because you just have too much energy going on. And make sure you exercise week in, week out. Hope you guys enjoyed it.